Mary Elizabeth, better known as Della Trexler Coley, born February the 9th, 1892, died October the 19th, 1974, at the age of 82 years. Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Today is May the 17th, 1982, and I, Mickey Porter, would like to share with you something that happened to me a few weeks ago. This thing has touched my heart and my life. It has shown to me just what a great and loving God we have and just how much our own happiness and welfare means to Him. He is there when I need Him, and He works in mysterious ways. One night as I was sleeping, I had a dream. Now in this dream, I was reminiscing about Grandma and wishing I could hear her voice again. Suddenly, someone was talking to me. I could not see his face, but I know that it was a man who I now perceive that was the Holy Ghost. Very plainly he said to me, "You can hear a voice again because you have her on tape. It is on a Lester Flatt show on side two," and that was the end of my dream. The next day I wasn't sure if I had dreamed this or just thought I had. It was just a faint recollection to me. Some 10 years or so ago, I had purchased a large tape recorder, and I had had several tapes of Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, but I just couldn't remember ever making a tape of Grandma. However, I felt impressed to look through what tapes I'd left, but the problem was finding this tape. My recorder had been broken several years ago, and I had not bothered to fix it, and in the meantime, I'd lost my interest in these tapes, and I'd given away quite a few of the tapes I felt I no longer needed. Well, on May the 13th, I had found six tapes, and with my tape recorder only temporarily fixed, I proceeded to go through them, but I just couldn't find anything of Grandma on them. At this point, I was about ready to give up and conclude, well, I had just imagined this dream and it had not really been a reality. The following morning, May the 14th, however, I noticed I had overlooked one tape. I had found tape number 7. You know, the Bible refers to 7 as being the number of completion. I felt excitement growing within me as I turned the box over to read the back, and I just knew this had to be the one as I read the Lester Flatt show. You see, I'd not marked on the box that Grandma was on this tape, and at this point, I still had no recall or memory of ever taping her at all. This particular tape contains 4 hours of music on each side, and, well, I hurriedly spot-checked here and there through the tape and went through side one, and Grandma wasn't on there. Well, I went through side two, and just as the man in my dream had said, about halfway through the tape in the middle of a Lester Flatt show, I found Grandma. Tears ran down my face, and my heart was filled with joy, and I thanked God as I listened to her voice. For almost 16 minutes, Grandma was singing some very old songs for me and talking, and even though some of the songs are secular in nature, she reverts back to some very old spiritual songs while trying to remember some of the old traditional songs that I had requested, like Maggie and I'll Be All Smiles Tonight. What a comfort and a thrill it was to hear her voice again. As to why God has just now allowed me to find these 16 minutes of her recorded voice as she is singing and talking and a little bit of crying and laughing, I don't know. God's word tells us in 1 Corinthians 13 and 9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. And in 1 Corinthians 13 and 12, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and unto our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. It was Grandma's desire that all of her family make it into heaven, and she never gave up hope on any of us or lost sight of her Lord and Savior even until the end. In John 14 verses 1 through 4, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Grandma departed this earth on October the 19th, 1974, to be with our Lord, and she was 82 years old. If we ever hope to see her again, we must follow the same path and enter in at the same door she did. Jesus said in John 10, verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. In Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. My last words to Grandma were, I'll see you in the morning. And she replied, I hope so, son. I do plan to see her in the morning, that great resurrection morning. And thanks be to God for his son, Jesus Christ, who made it all possible by giving his life that we all might be saved. I believe that Grandma could give a testimony like the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. The next 16 minutes bring back many wonderful memories which we all can treasure for years to come. So listen as Grandma speaks to you, and let the words of her song speak to your heart. These songs leave her testimony behind, for she was trying to remember the traditional songs that I'd requested. And while doing so, she keeps on filling in with the songs that were so dear to her heart. These are the songs that speak of her Lord and Savior, and mine too, and I trust is yours. As she sings, take an account of your own heart and life. Can you know with no uncertainty that you will see Grandmother again someday? Listen to Grandmother and give the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost thanks for it all. And trust that his will be accomplished in the lives of all her children and loved ones.
And I wandered today through the hills, my girl, and watched the sea breeze roll. But the creek and the hill, they are still, my girl. I was when you and I was young, I made bad mess I'm. Now we're old and gray, my dear. The trials of life are almost gone. But to me you're as far as you were, my dear, when you and I was young. Now that's all that I know. You want me to sing another one? My father had home has put it to fire. His servants fare better than I. Why should I remain in such sorrow and pain? In this wretched state I will die. Yes, I will rise, and to Father I'll go, and say, Father, I sin against you. I will ask not to place our son anymore, but only seven I'll be. And that's all that I know. Well, let me see, let me think. Prodigal son. I have heard the call of Jesus and I'm on my journey home. I have left the world of sorrow and despair. And I'm walking with the righteous and I care no more to roam. I am seeking now a country bright and fair. When my name is called in glory, I'll be there. For the Lord has heard and answered every prayer. And with him I made it right, justified within his sight. When my name is called in glory, I'll be there. When my name is called in glory. Let's see.
Well, the
whole thing
just goes right back over like that.
Same thing, just right back over. Kneel at the cross, Christ remains to die. Come for he waits for thee. Oh, come today and hear his voice. And hear, no, I ain't got that right, I missed it. Kneel at the cross, kneel at the cross. Kneel at the cross, Lord Jesus, bring me to thee. Yeah, let me see if I can get another one now. Well, I can't think of the song as many as you know.
You
don't
probably know what I'll be out
of tonight. I bet my brown with roses. No, that ain't the one. That's another one. I saw him hit that later on. Cause in the room he entered with a bride upon his arm. I stood and gazed upon her as though she were a charm. Just once he smiled upon her, and once he smiled on me. You know not what I suffered, you find no change in me. I'll be all smiles tonight, love, I'll be all smiles tonight. So my heart will break tomorrow, I'll be off now tonight. Lord, I wish I could touch some of them good songs I used to sing. There was a time on earth in the book, no. There was a time, there was a time I know, when in the book of heaven, on all account was standing. My sins was unforgiven, my name was at the top, and many things below. But I went to the keeper and said it long ago, long ago, long ago, I sold it all. Yes, the old account was so long ago, and the record's clear today, for he's washed my sins away. And the old account was so long ago. Now, there's a whole lot of that, but I can't remember. Let me see if I can find the verse to the old model church. Well, once I found a modern church and worship back today, it made me think of good old times before my hair was gray. The media was finer built than they were years ago. 'Twas then I found, when I went in, it was not built for show. The big sun did not set me down, all the way back by the door. He knew that I was old and gray, and saw that I was poor. He must have been a Christian man. He led me boldly through the crowded aisles of the grand church to find a pleasant tune. I wish you'd heard the singing light. It had the old-time ring. The preacher said with a trumpet voice, let all the people sing. My business to pass away, my spirit codified. I join my feeble trembling voice without mellow choice, and sing within my youthful days, let angels first reform, bring forth a royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all. That's all I'm saying about it. I made a mess of it. That's song that Willis Kelly has begged me for 5 years to sing for him. His man was going off to find a church that day. He's an old man and an old woman. But all the other churches were too modern for him. But when he went to this one and went in, he found that it wasn't built for sure. It was all right, you know. And he told his wife that when he went back home. That's what he told her. That's all that. There's more that I can't remember. Let me see if I can sing the verse to this. On a dark, stormy night, as the crane rattled on, the passengers gone to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms, who sits there with a bowed down head. The inner someone was crying just then, although his poor heart would break. One angry man said, Let the cat stop its voice by sweeping all of us away. Cut it out, said another. Don't keep it in here. We paid for our verse and walrus. But it's never a word, said the man with I'm crying, it's so much fun. But it's never a word, said the man with the charm, as he folded it close to his breast. Oh, where is its mother? Go take it to her, as the lady then softly said. I wish that I could, was the answer replied, but she's dead in the courtyard head. As the train rolled on one, her husband stood in tears, thinking of the happiness for just a few short years. Though the face sprang stitches, the dearest hope is dead. But baby's cries can't waken her in the bag of culture head. I used to sing that to my young, and every one of them would get down on the floor in front of me and cry, and I'd be astonished.
What was your name
on that? The woman was dead, and that man was going home with a coffin. On a dark, stormy night as the train rattled on. But Pat, that was all of it, but I had to leave that some of it. I couldn't think of it. No, they don't, honey. I wish I could sing it through and not break down. Maybe I'll sing it for you sometime again. It's a pretty song. Well, I don't know nothing else to sing, honey. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die, fighting it is no disgrace. To the Lord of Calvary you will find no place. So keep on the firing line. You must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. But the creek and the hills, they are still, my dear, when you and I was young.
Those 16 minutes of Grandma passed so quickly, and even though it was taped approximately 10 years ago, it seems like yesterday. Let's close with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings and the love you have shown us by giving your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whatever is accomplished by this tape, I give you, Heavenly Father, the praise, the glory, and the honor through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.